should call any day, never more. No, 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 later on, later on, pass it on. Then you wait, see you wait for yourself. Everything that you need, build a path, build a way. I won't before you.
шегеш хулоро хаяларе темдегер мендее хулигегер мини темдегреш намега хуллегоре темдегнеш намега хуллегоре.
Thank you. yayına. Dört kızıl ok fırladı yayına. 17 Ekim depremini yaratan, o güçlü fırtınayı yaratan, krallar, imparatorlar, beyler, diktatörler yıkadı. Krallar, imparatorlar, beyler, diktatörler yıkadı. Hep dalgalı anaforlara daldım. Hep dalgalı anaforlara daldım. Hep dalgalı anaforlara daldım. Hep dalgalı anaforlara daldım. Can aldım canı esirgemedi. Can aldım canı esirgemedi. Çok yendi, çok yenildi.
Johanna et moi. Ça compliquait bien un peu la vie. Trois garçons pour quatre filles. On était tous amoureux. Toi de moi et moi de lui. L'une hier, l'autre aujourd'hui. Antoine, Yvan, Boris et moi. Rebecca, Paula, Johanna et moi. Dire qu'au moment de se marier, on est tous allés chercher ailleurs ce que l'on avait à portée de notre main. On a quitté les copains. Antoine, Yvan, Boris et moi. Rebecca, Paula, Johanna et moi. Antoine, Yvan, Boris et moi. Rebecca, Paula, Johanna et moi. Aujourd'hui, chaque fois qu'on s'écrit, c'est qu'il nous vient un enfant. Le monde a beau être grand, c'est à peine s'il contient nos enfants et leurs parrains. Antoine, Yvan, Boris et moi. Rebecca, Paula, Johanna et moi. Sacha, Sonia, David et moi. Dimitri, Yanni, Natacha et moi. Sacha, Sonia, David et moi. Dimitri, Yanni, Natacha et moi.
In a moment, tonight's episode. Have you tried the delicious charbroiled sirloin steak and all for only...
Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's drama, The Legend of the Living Swamp. Deep in the swampland, a young man stumbles his way blindly closer and closer to a bubbling patch of slime known as Devil's Dip. His glazed eyes show no recognition of his father's warning cries in the distance.
Old man, the swamp, you don't scare me.
No, sir.
Randy Calhoun is going to pay his respects to Devil's Dip right now.
Bandit, where are you?
They call you cemetery without tombstones, Devil's Dip. But that don't scare me either.
Bandit, come back here.
There she is, bubbling and beautiful in the moonlight. Just a few steps more.
Bandit, you've gone crazy, boy. Get away from that.
I'm walking right into you with my chin out, Devil's Dip. Let's see you stop me.
Bandit, stop. Out. Can't move. Oh, my name. He's gone. My own son swallowed up by Devil's Dip.
Yes?
Mr. Cranston?
Little Lamont Cranston.
My name is Calhoun. Wilmer Calhoun. But I don't expect that you remember me.
Calhoun?
We met 3 years ago when you cracked the Lanning case down here.
Of course. Yes, now I remember. How are you, Mr. Calhoun?
Not so good, I'm afraid, Mr. Cranston. Something terrible is taking place down here on our plantation.
So it seems to be the trouble.
Well, I know it sounds peculiar, Mr. Cranston, but it's the legend of Limbo Swamp come back. The legend started up again. It'll kill us all if you don't help.
What are you talking about?
My son was killed by it this evening, devoured by the swamp.
What?
While running to his rescue, I was felled by a paralytic stroke.
You're sure you're not letting your imagination get the better of you?
The legend has already struck, Mr. Cranston. It will continue to strike until every member of the Calhoun family has been claimed. You've got to help us, Mr. Cranston. You've just got to.
I can see what Calhoun meant now.
What's that, Martin?
This swamp country.
It is pretty depressing, isn't it?
What did you make of that legend business Calhoun was telling you about, Lamont?
Well, as far as I could gather, Margot, a family was being consumed by a man-eating swamp.
Oh, I'm almost ready to believe anything after being down in this part of the country for a couple of hours.
Well, we're almost there, darling. Oh, here's the drive-in road he told me to look for. see two people on the front porch. The swamp hasn't claimed yet.
Oh, yes, a young woman, a young man. They look like something out of Gone with the Wind.
Pretty far gone, if you ask me. I don't think we should expect a very stimulating reception. After you, Don.
Thanks.
Well, good afternoon. Is this the Calhoun Plantation?
Never heard of any other name in these parts.
I assume you're Mr. Calhoun's son, Quentin.
That's right.
This must be your sister, Lucy.
Yes. You must be Mr. Cranston.
That's right. This is Miss Lane.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I don't think you'll care too much for this patch of land, Cranston.
Quentin, is that any way to talk to our guests? Now, take Miss Lane's bag up to her room. Daddy told us you were coming. We've been looking forward to your visit.
Thank you.
Your father said there was some kind of trouble, Miss Calhoun.
Oh, poor old Daddy. He's nearly out of his mind after what happened to Randy last night. Then with his paralysis.
Randy's probably the best off of all of us. He don't have to fight the swamp no more.
You sound pretty convinced about this swamp legend, Quentin.
Don't let me scare you, Quentin. Have a look for yourself. But keep your eyes open when you do.
Good heavens, what was that? Daddy. That sounded like Daddy calling.
Come on. Go ahead. Just the old boy's damn boogeyman again.
This way. His room's right down the hall here.
Randy, my boy.
Daddy, what is it?
What happened, Mr. Calhoun?
Randy, he walked out of the swamp. He's come back from the dead.
What are you talking about?
He stepped on the window, and then he walked away into the twilight whistling.
I'll open the window. There is someone whistling.
Oh, it's Eli. Eli, the hired man. There, you can see him now. Eli?
Yes?
Did you tap on this window just a minute ago?
How should I go tapping on folks' windows, Lucy?
That was you whistling just now.
Ain't no law again whistling, is there?
Oh, then it wasn't Randy. Randy didn't really come out of Devil's Dip after all. What gave me such a turn? Scared me half to death.
All right, Eli. Go back to your chores.
Yeah.
Miss Lane and I just arrived, Mr. Calhoun. Before something else happens, suppose you tell us what this is all about.
Oh, Mr. Preston, Miss Lane, I didn't realize that you were here. The shock and the excitement of it all, I hope you'll forgive me.
Of course. Well, if you'll pardon me, I'll look after dinner.
Perhaps you'd better begin at the beginning, Mr. Calhoun.
Yes. Yes, of course. Well, this whole crazy business started back with an Indian legend centuries ago, Mr. Cranston.
The swamp is a sort of altar of sacrifice?
That's right.
Yes, I've heard of such legends. What was the basis of sacrifice?
And once each century, an entire family, according to the legend, was to be sacrificed.
But that's fantastic.
Is it, my dear? Devil's Dip already has claimed my youngest son, Randy. And the legend says that the youngest should die first.
What? Couldn't Randy's death have been an accident?
An accident? And I suppose my paralytic stroke was an accident, too?
That's very strange, isn't it?
The doctor's just left. He wasn't very optimistic.
There's been no improvement since last night, Mr. Calhoun?
You think I'd be confined to this wheelchair if I could get around some other way?
Of course not. But now that we're here, Mr. Calhoun, what is it you'd like us to do?
Anything, Mr. Cranston. Anything in the world. This will keep that cursed swamp from taking another life.
Can you say you talked to the doctor yourself, Lamont?
Yes, he phoned right after dinner. He can't explain the paralytic stroke either. Calhoun is crippled, there's no question about it.
It's fantastic.
Mm.
I'm taking this path towards the cottonwoods, Lamont.
Calhoun tells me Eli, the hired man, lives by himself in a shack down there, Margot. I think we ought to have a little talk with him.
Mm.
Oh, here's the shack now, I guess. Hello, Eli. Miss Lane and I have just dropped in to pay you a visit.
That's all.
Eli, do you believe in this swamp legend as strongly as the Calhoun family?
Ain't the swamp already grabbed Randy Calhoun?
Isn't it possible that Randy might have had a little too much to drink that night?
Randy was drunk on plenty nights. But he never headed down with no swamp before. He was drawn down to the swamp. Just as sure as if it had a rope around his neck. He was drawn down. Pulled under.
What about Quentin Calhoun, Eli?
Could he tell us any more about Randy's death?
Quinn's a drinking fool like his kid brother. And we can tell what he'll do next.
And Lucy?
You keep an eye on her, Mr. Cranston. There's a lot more to her than that sweet-talking front you put down for company.
You don't have a very high opinion of the Calhouns.
People who live near this swamp don't trust nobody. Least of all, strangers.
Let's see, you say the Margolis flat folks are the skittish.
You know now how ill I feel about the swamp. Now that we're actually in it.
Yes, I'm beginning to feel it myself.
I still don't see what we're going to learn by poling through the swamp like this.
Maybe nothing, Martin. And again?
Come up.
What is it?
Something's coming straight at me. Oh.
Martin, what happened?
Oh. Well, only an overhanging branch, but it looks like some kind of horrible snake.
It's just your imagination.
What? What is it?
Oh, there are two people talking, yes? Oh. Quiet now, we'll stop the business.
Oh. You said you want to talk to me, Quinn?
That's right, Lucy.
Well, why in the world did you insist on coming all the way down here?
Just wanted to make sure we were alone.
I swear, I don't know what you're driving at, Quinn Calhoun.
Legend, Lucy.
Legend?
What about it?
Do you believe in it?
Of course I do. Who down here doesn't believe it?
Somebody with a tricky mind could use that legend to advantage and maybe wind up with an inheritance.
Quinn Calhoun, are you suggesting...
I'm not suggesting anything, Lucy. I'm just thinking out loud.
Thinking how you might come out on top.
Maybe I am. We're all going to die in this stinking swamp without getting a nickel of that fortune rotten in the bank.
Quinn, what are you aiming to do?
Come along to Devil's Dip and see, Sister Lucy. Come along and see.
Quinn, come back here. Quinn!
Come on, Margo, let's go.
Where to, Lamar?
We're going to tie to the boat. We head over to Devil's Dip. I think we ought to be there when Lucy and Quentin arrive. Come on, Margo, we're almost there.
I'm doing the best I can, Lamar, but this brush is so thick.
Help!
Listen.
Sounds like Quentin.
Help!
Just get this branch aside, we can get to it.
Hurry, Lamar.
That's that. Good Lord, it is Quentin. He's in the quicksand.
Quick, Lamar, we've got to save him.
It's too late, Mom. Nobody can ever reach Quentin Calhoun now.
Back to the Shadow after this message from our sponsor. Special day or any day, a meal at the Black Angus is something special. Authentic Western decor, charbroiled meat right off the Black Angus open fires, and reasonable prices all make the Black Angus the perfect place for lunch or dinner. Try the famous charbroiled sirloin steak dinner for only $1.79. You get a crisp, fresh, tossed green salad with Black Angus dressing and hot buttered garlic French bread. Or you may prefer the delicious southern fried chicken dinner. Plump, juicy chicken, surrounded with the specially seasoned Black Angus batter and fried till it is crisp and golden. And served with potatoes, salad, and hot garlic bread, it is only $1.49. Visit the Black Angus nearest you on Coral Way across from Sears in Coral Gables, on Motel Row, Miami Beach, on Palm Springs Mile in Hialeah, and in South Dade next to Jefferson Stores. Why not make tomorrow a special day for your family? Treat them to a delicious meal at one of the Black Angus restaurants. Black Angus, home of the $1.79 charbroiled sirloin steak dinner. And now, back to tonight's episode of The Shadow.
Quentin! Quentin!
He's gone, Margaret. It's no use. Easy to hide.
The legend has come to pass. Rotten black pool is alive, Lamar. It's like a crawling evil thing.
Margot.
Sorry, Tommy, but two drownings in the swamp.
Come on, you're going back to the house and lie down.
Lamar, what's it all about? You don't believe that filthy swamp has some weird power, do you?
I doubt it, Margot.
You think someone in the family, Lucy, maybe?
I definitely do, after that conversation we overheard between Lucy and Quentin.
Why should Lucy want to kill her own brother?
And if she was responsible for Quentin's death, why didn't we see her down at Devil's Dip just now?
Yes, I'd like to ask Lucy those same questions, Margot. In person.
You're going to talk to her?
I am, Margot, and fast. You can find your way back to the house from here, can't you, Morgan?
I think so.
I'll see you later. After Lucy's had a little chat with the Shadow.
Lucy?
What's that? Who's in this room?
Song on your lips and murder in your heart, is that it, Lucy?
Oh, must be mad. Who was that? I hear a voice.
The voice of the Shadow.
The Shadow?
Come for truth. The truth about this legend of the swamp. Is it the swamp that's killing this family of Lucy?
Yes. Yes, it's a swamp.
It couldn't be that some person is responsible for these swamp deaths, could it, Lucy?
I don't know what you mean.
You understood very well when you were talking it over with Quentin at Devil's Dip.
How did you know about that?
The Shadow knows. You killed your brother, didn't you, Lucy?
No, Shadow, I didn't. I swear it. We talked, and then Quentin asked me to follow him to Devil's Dip. He started walking faster and faster. He got ahead of me. I heard a scream. And when I got up to the dip, Preston and the girl were there, and Quentin was gone on the quicksand.
Did anyone else around at the time, Lucy?
Well, I don't know. I thought I heard someone ahead of us when Quentin and I started for Devil's Dip.
Did you see this person?
There was only moonlight, and the foliage was so thick.
But you did get a glimpse, didn't you, Lucy? Who did you see?
It looked like...
Yes?
Like Eli.
I see. All right, Lucy, if you told the truth, you'll be protected from this deadly swamp curse. If not, your punishment will be harsh. Very harsh.
Mr. Calhoun? Mr. Calhoun?
Yes, what is it?
The Mount Cranston, Mr. Calhoun. I'd like to talk to you.
Come in. Come in, the door's open.
I'm sorry to disturb you this time of night, sir.
It's all right, I couldn't sleep. I've been sitting up in my wheelchair.
I'm looking for Eli. I've searched the house. He isn't in the servants' quarters. Have you seen him at all this evening?
I saw him go down to the swamp about an hour ago, Mr. Cranston.
Go down to the swamp?
Do you think Eli has something to do with this swamp curse? Do you, Mr. Cranston?
It's beginning to look that way.
Is Randy gone? Now tonight, Quentin? I'm afraid, Mr. Cranston, that he'll sneak up to my bed some night. Or catch me in my wheelchair. You've got to protect us, Mr. Cranston. You've got to.
I'll do the best I can, Mr. Calhoun, the very best.
Thank you, my son. Thank
just
you.
As soon as Miss Lane comes downstairs.
Miss Lane isn't in the house, Mr. Cranston.
What's that?
She hasn't been back since she left with you.
Hasn't come back?
I'm sure of it.
And the last time you saw Eli, he was headed for the swamp.
Yes, but
I'll see you later, Mr. Calhoun. If anyone wants me, I'll be at Devil's Dip.
My fingers are getting deeper and deeper into the swamp. I've lost my sense of direction completely. What's that? Who's there? Who is it? Who?
Howdy.
Yeah. Eli.
Yeah. Old Eli. Surprised to see me down here by Devil's Dip?
Yes, I guess I am. I was on my way back to the house. I got lost.
Very easy to do with all the willows and foliage. Only the moonlight to guide you.
Well, if you're going back to the house, would you show me the way?
Yes, and I'm going.
What did you say?
I don't think I'm going back to the house. Don't you see it, Miss Lane?
I see. Well, then I guess I'll have to find my own way back.
You don't want to go back to the house for a while, Miss Lane.
But I do. I want to very much.
You're not going back yet, Miss
Lane. But oh!
I said you're not going back. You don't know nothing about the swamp yet. You don't know about animals that live down here. Ones that slip and crawl through the mud. He got sucked into Devil's Dip just like everything else does.
Let me go!
It draws you, Devil's Dip does. Draws you down in its black evil belly. Where you can feel a bubbling slime moving around your ankles. Then it creeps up to your waist.
Please!
And up to your neck.
No!
In your mouth.
Stop!
Higher. Higher.
No!
Who's that?
Margaret, is that you?
Over here, Lamar.
What's the matter, Margaret? Are you all right?
Margaret.
What happened, darling?
Eli, I was...